Hey, man. He was once one of the greatest footballers you'd ever see.
Yeah, man. It's like full contact, man.
5'11" and full of steel. A steaming locomotive when it came to football, with shoulder pads and helmet ready to roar.
Hey, man. They're going to win the premiership, man.
He was a one-man force, and he knew all there was to the Raiders. The one, the only, Raider Nerd.
Hey, man, how are you doing, man?
Oh, hello, it's Dan Hadley here from Type 39, or is it Type 40, or Type 42, I don't know, but you can check it out in a few hours, and of course, the great Fandom Podcast Network. I'm just so energetic tonight because it's Lethal Mullet Podcast!
This will probably be Carl. I have a feeling it's Carl. It's gotta be Carl. Hey, buddy.
Well, you know,
Question for you, Carl. Toyota Corolla, Toyota Celica, mate.
Well, you know,
Ferrari or Ford, mate?
Well, you know,
Black Sabbath or Lynyrd Skynyrd, mate?
Well, you know,
Oh, but I thought you was a good bloke, Carl. Come on.
The number you have dialed has been changed. The new number is...
Welcome to Fandom Podcast Network. This is Lethal Mullet Podcast, a celebration of 1980s action cinema. Celebrating the heroes of yesterday, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Bruce Willis, Van Damme, all the way down to, of course, the B-grade action films that we all enjoyed on VHS, and of course, Betamax, with the loves of American Ninja, all the way through to Cyborg Cop and beyond. Here at Fandom Podcast Network's Lethal Mullet Podcast, join Adam O'Brien as we celebrate action movie cinema.
G'day, mate. How you going? This is the Lethal Mullet. Adam O'Brien coming to you live from Quinlan's Cantina in the Gold Coast of Australia on a nice, chilly, wet, rainy night. The best thing to do when you do have one of those nights is... Well, you could sleep, I suppose, if you really wanted. Or you could probably watch a movie, or you could probably watch TV, play a video game. There's so many things you could do. Or you could listen to me, the Lethal Mullet, and tell you about a movie you've probably never seen, particularly if you're in Australia. This is a movie that is amazing. Not only does it have one of your favourite actors, characters also in some ways, from, of course, the one, the only, Goonies, also has Flash Gordon in it for a little while, and let's just say some other amazing actors. I mean, you've got Richard Lynch, a mainstay when it comes to a lot of classic action movies. Invasion USA, Battlestar Galactica, and many others. He was in a lot of 80s stuff, that guy. He was fantastic. So you got Sam Jones, Charles Frickin' Napier, boys and girls. Did you hear that? Ronnie Frickin' Cox. And of course, the big star of this is, of course, John Matuszak. That's right. And as Kevin would say, he was a classic Raider. And a man well gone before his time, unfortunately. Would have been huge, I think, had he stayed around. And sad for his loss. But we have this movie here to go through tonight to celebrate his... unique abilities. He's also in, of course, The Ice Pirates, which is one of my absolute classic loves from the science fiction era. Great, movie. It's a lot of fun. That was one of those, it's a campier movie. Obviously, it's a, you know, a knockoff of Star Wars, one of those Star Wars clones, but God, it was fun. And of course, he was great in it. And you get Ron Bloody Perlman in it. Can't do better than that, folks. Ron Perlman. Oh my God. And of course, you know, this is not bad. From 1989. And it is, of course, One Man Force. And we will go into that very, very soon here on the podcast. Now, first up, big thanks to Kevin and, of course, Kyle for the last two episodes that we had them on. Obviously for Soldier, which is out right now. So right now I'm recording, it's just launched. And that was a great episode, looking back at the Blade Runner sidequel, coined by David Peebles, the writer of that film, that is basically an offshoot of the Blade Runner universe, and that was a hell of a lot of fun. Kurt Russell coming in for a nice, tidy little payday, and God, was that a fun movie. And, of course, directed by the director of Mortal Kombat, David W. Sanderson, and, of course, it's a fun film. Still love it, still enjoy it. And you got Sean Pertwee, and you got the Commish in there as well. Some great talent. And, again,
a lot of fun with Gary Busey. Gary Busey's a lot of fun.
He's always great. And, yeah, so a lot of fun. Jason Isaacs in that one too. And, of course, Jason Scott Lee from The Amazing Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. Still love that film. Now, one of the great things about what we're going to be chatting about is little known in Australia. Now, there is releases. You can get releases of this. It came out from Maple Entertainment by the look of it. And, again, this came out in 89. It's released on DVD, I think, only a few years ago. And, again, you'll find it in the bargain bins, folks. This one I found at one of those warehouse stores here in Australia in one of the little bargain bins. Never seen it in my life before, never heard of it. And the fact that Matuzak's in it got me enough to go, hey, look, that's cool. I've got to check it out. And he's got a kind of mullet in it. Mullets are good. I heard that somewhere. Somebody told me that. So we'll go into that very, very soon here on the show. Judge Dredd show, obviously, with Kev was great. And that's something close to his heart because, obviously, it was a film came out just in the wake of Demolition Man. Sci-fi one with Stallone. And that was fun, too. That was a great little movie, that. It's good. The comedy, everything involved. It may have not been the best Judge Dredd movie, but he was great for what it was. An adaptation that was fun, quick, and was quite comedic thanks to Rob Schneider's involvement in it. So I really enjoyed that one, and hopefully we'll get to look at Dredd 2012 in the near future, because that is an absolute freaking classic movie, and I want to be in the right frame of mind when I do that. I need to watch it again and really get into the lore a little bit more. I was an avid reader of Judge Dredd in my youth, but not so much these days. You know, it's been a long while since I've sat down and actually read one back-to-back, or back-to-front, sorry, in the comics. They're fantastic comics. They really were a lot of fun. 2000 AD, always in the shelves out here in Australia, so always a lot of fun. But tonight, yes, we're going to leave sci-fi for a little while. Done that for a couple of weeks. Did, obviously, James Bond. We will be coming back with more James Bond. We've just got to really find a good time to get Richard Epcar on the show. He wants to chat some Roger Moore, so the door is open for Raiden, for, of course, Ben Dixon, of course, Lunk, and the fact that, you know, he is such an amazing actor and voice director out there, too. And one of the deepest voices out there, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just let you know that. Of course, we know him best from Robotech, so great to have him as a friend of the show and an avid James Bond fan. So stay tuned for that, folks. Not too long away. And of course, if you haven't already seen, I have a sister show to this podcast now on FPN. It is, of course, called the amazing Mullet Guild, and it is all about Dune. I've already got two episodes in the bag. They launch this week on the Thursday, where you're going to find the first episode, What is Dune? And that's going to give you a little bit of a taster of what's to come. It's not a short episode to get you wet your appetite for, obviously, Arrakis and the Dune movie. It's coming in, of course, at the end of this year. Along with second episode, the following week after, is called Duncan, Where Art Thou? It talks about the quintessential Duncan Idaho, Swordmaster of Ginaz, the Han Solo of Dune, coined by the one and only Jason Momoa. So you've got to check that out, folks. We're going to talk about that more all here on the Lethal Mullet Podcast and, of course, the Mullet Guild sister show to this. And be sure to check out all episodes of also Making Treks, a Star Trek fan podcast starring myself, James Semple, Rob Wainfer, and, of course, the enigmatic, the one, the only, Mark Newbold. All here on the Phantom Podcast Network. All right, it's time again to tell you how to catch this show here. And, of course, all the fantastic ones also on the Phantom Podcast Network right now. You can catch this show, the Lethal Mullet Podcast, on Phantom Podcast Network by going to the main master feed at fbn.podbean.com. You can also check it out on Podbean's app, which you can get from Google Play Also, you can get it in, of course, iTunes as well, in the App Store. Make sure you also check out all the other shows there. There is, of course, Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast. And, of course, you might find Kev there. Hey, man! You'll also find Culture Clash, where Kev and Kyle look at the weekly look at movies, TV, everything pop culture, all in the one show. It's a great show. Go and check it out. Type 40, also a Doctor Who podcast with Dan Hadley. Also, check out Making Treks. It's huge. Deep dive into Star Trek with myself, James Semple, and, of course, Mark Newbold. Also, check out the sister cast of that, of course, the Union Federation pod, looking at, of course, the Orville and Discovery, and, of course, Picard now as well. You can also find on there some amazing podcasts when it comes to Star Wars, the one, the only. What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast with Scott and Derek diving into Clone Wars, The Mandalorian, and much, much more. And, of course, the new one, the amazing brand new show looking at Dune. The spice is flowing now, folks, because we have the Mullet Guild. Hosted by myself, it's a deep dive into the Dune universe and explaining to the new fans just what Dune's all about. What can you find in, of course, December 18 this year? With Denis Villeneuve gets us Dune Part 1. Make sure you check out also The Lethal Mullet on the socials at The Lethal Mullet. On that handle on both Twitter, Facebook, and now Instagram as well. And with that, folks, it's time to go to the Lethal Pub. Let's go in there.
G'day, fellas. How you going? Hey, it's the mullet. How are you?
Hey, mate,
how are you? Hey, mate, good. Hey.
Oh, words come back to the pub, lad. What would you like? What can I get you today? We got lots of drinking here. What if we get you something out of here?
Just find a pale ale, thanks, mate. That'll do. Yep, cheers.
All right there, folks. We are going to be talking about, of course, as mentioned earlier in the introduction, One Man Force. And, of course, this is a movie starring John Matuszak, the former Raider, and, of course, cast member of the one, the only, Goonies. And many others. We're going to talk about him as well, of course. He had a very short-lived life, one that was obviously filled with some absolute greatness when it came to sports. And I think, you know, even in the films that he did in his short career, really gave a lot to the entertainment industry as well as the sporting profession as one of the Raiders. So to all the Raiders out there today, and including, yay, hey man, it's me, Kevin, man, that guy. this is obviously one of the classic Raiders players from the old days. So I hope you enjoy it. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about, obviously, his football career. But we're going to be taking most of the time to look at, of course, the 6'8" of awesomeness, the 280 pounds, 21-inch biceps, 55-inch chest, and no one enforces the law like he does. That's the blurb on the front, folks. That's right. Pretty much word for word is what you're getting there is action. And, of course, it's a classic. It's 90 minutes of pretty much bang-on perfect mulleted action. Even though there's sort of a bit of lack of mullets in this one, actually. But as an NFL superstar, he really has knocked it out of the park. We've obviously had a lot of other footballers turned actors, whether it's into, even in Australia we've had the same. And we've had some, people going to the entertainment industry. Perfect example would be the Aussie Rules footballer by the name of Jacko. And you might remember him for those battery ads where he goes, "Oi!" Of course, which is a very Aussie thing to do. We go, "Oi! What are you doing? What are you going on about, mate? Oi, oi." So anyway, but he used that in an international campaign for the ads at the time. But he's an Aussie Rules footballer. That's that crazy football down in Victoria where everything stops when you catch the ball. You're like, "Oh, don't hurt him. Let him kick the ball." That's right. It's a bit strange, that game, for you folks down there in Melbourne. I hope you enjoy the game, but I certainly don't understand it after trying to watch it many a time. So anyway, I'll stick with rugby league. No shoulder pads for you fellas either. We go out mano a mano. But anyway, getting back to it, obviously there's been a lot of people that moved in from to the acting profession, whether it's on TV or film or, you know, straight to video releases even, and have been from that profession. The Rock comes to mind, Dwayne Johnson, probably the single most successful sportsman when it comes to moving to action films. I mean, the guy is constantly working, always working. And to all those people that say, but wrestling's fake, man, I'm telling you, wrestling is like super fake, man. They hurl themselves all over the place, but it's scripted. Well, it might be. And yes, it's fake. Yes, it's as fake as Starships and Star Wars. But you know what? It is the artistry involved and the personal risk they put to their bodies when they do this stuff. I mean, they are the fittest when it comes to stunt people. I mean, that's what it is really at the end of the day, isn't it? But just look at them. I mean, they do such a fantastic job, and The Rock is the be-all and end-all, and he pretty much is the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the noughties, if you like. That's how good he is. But what could have been? That's what we've got to look at. And tonight, obviously, this is probably the last film that obviously John Matuszak did. It really showed what could have been, had, you know, obviously the sad thing of him passing away not happened. I think he would have had a big contender for Arnold back then. And that is, of course, this guy. So let's have a look at the blurb itself, give you a bit of an idea what this film is all about. And then we're going to go into the cast and really dig down into why this film is such a classic. And it really is. So, when drug dealers murdered narcotics officer Jake Swan's partner, they unleashed a one-man force. A super cop. Awesome in size, terrifyingly powerful, and hell-bent for justice. Right, so it pretty much says it straight away, doesn't it? I mean, he really is the be-all and end-all. And when you look at the cast, you're going to see cast from Beverly Hills Cop, Rambo, Robocop, you name it. Pretty much the bad guy cast in this is huge. The only sad thing is, Flash Gordon's in this, and he lasts about 10 minutes, folks. That's right. Sam J. Jones. This was the first film that I saw that had his actual voice. So obviously, you know, Sam Jones' voice was dubbed in Flash Gordon because he left the production early or whatever happened. And, you know, we'd never got to see his real tough voice. And he's got a bit more of a husky voice than the one they used, obviously, on Flash Gordon. So we can look at that. But also the big thing is, at the end of the day, this is really a celebration of John Matuszak. And let's have a look at where he came from. And, of course, the greatness that evolved. Alright, sounds like somebody's interrupting our show, guys. And just who could it be? Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's from the UK. It must be... Alright, folks, you know how we do. We always have some dear friends of the show. And some that have actually gone onto their own pastures of pop culture, entertainment, and, of course, fun. And let's just say, with a big capital F, this is certainly fun. Now, if you haven't heard of Woody, you will soon, because I call him Marty. Yeah. Marty! Marty! And of course...
We're back from the future.
This is heavy, Doc. Heavy. Wayne's got nothing to do with it. Mate, Martin Wood, all the way from, of course, the UK. Buddy, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine then, mate. How you doing, pal?
Yeah, really, great to hear from you. Really good. And vice versa, so, mate. We've missed you.
Catching you on your many, many, many shows.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. There's a bit of mullet to go around, eh?
I was going to say, you've got to be the busiest man in podcast land, mate. Fantastic.
We're going to cover all the bases, you know. And I tell you what, with the big D, the big U, the big N-E, the June coming, people need to be ready.
Those Spice Wars are on the way.
Oh yeah, Spice Beer as well. And make sure it doesn't go to your head, Spice Beer. Now, of course, you've got your own entertainment video channel that's it's really kicked off. I mean, first of all, let's just say you cover everything, don't you?
Mate, we have a go at loads of stuff. We got the franchise wars going up. We just pick a franchise. Just rate them. Depending on how the quality of it is, we'll go either way on it. We got the Castaway show coming out on Sundays, where we just pick a movie, decide that, hey, what if this never existed? What if it was coming out now? Say the scripts landed on the desk. Who would we cast in them now? Who's going to direct it? Sometimes who's going to do the soundtrack? You have a lot of fun with stuff like that. We throw in the reviews of films throughout the ages, new stuff, old stuff. We have the bad movie show where you stand accused with Ronan the Accuser. Yeah, we've got a couple of things going on. It's a load of fun.
Nice. And of course, let's just say your team doesn't hold back.
No, especially not the Munt. He's a man, well, you know the rest of it. He's an offensive word. I swear to God he was dropped on his head as a child. He's got to have been. We were reviewing the Batman movies the other day. We started off with the first four, like, you know, from 89, Forever, Batman and Robin, just going through and Returns. And he got four. He got Forever as the best movie. It's like, Jesus, how? And then he was comparing that to, oh yeah, it's like Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the new one that started something. It's, oh good God! I swear, his own brother was there, just gobsmacked and open faced.
Love it. But to each his own. Everyone's got their own tastes, and you know, you're definitely covering it all there.
You've got opinions build the world. It's fantastic.
That's great. Now, obviously, this is on YouTube only, isn't it?
Yeah, and no podcasts or anything for us at the moment. We're just on YouTube, just Woody's World of Wonders.
Awesome.
And we're having a go at it. We've got the Facebook, obviously. We always stick up the links all over the Facebook stuff. We've got the Facebook Franchise Wars, Woody's World of Wonder Franchise Wars site. We've got the Woody's World of Wonder page itself. My page and some of the other guys, that'll just stick them up.
And you've also got a group where everyone can join in and talk about the movies after the show.
Yeah, we've got the Facebook groups going on there. There's always the votes up as well for anything. If anyone's got any ideas of other ones that they want to throw in there, we've got the show ideas for the future, but we thought at the moment we'll stick to, like, you know, just the reviews, Castaway, the Franchise Wars, and Ronan's You Stand Accused, the bad movie reviews.
Nice. So I'm waiting for that. There's a few. I'm waiting for the Moonwalker one.
Bad movie reviews, because we did the Batman, or the first four of the Batman films this week. That's going to get edited down and probably come out like next week or something like that. But in the meantime, Ronan's off doing Catwoman.
Yeah, that was definitely heading towards the bad territory, that's for sure.
Oh God, yeah. Normally you'll pick up like Asylum films and go straight on and find some really bad ones, but he decided that Catwoman was bad enough for this.
We get quite a few really hard to find, you know, B-graders, you know, sent my way, where it'll be somebody, you know, completely left of field go, I done heard you do action movies over here. You tell me that you do Chuck Norris movies over here. Yes, yeah, we cover that. Yeah, I done heard you haven't done A Force of One yet. I said, well, it's not the best Norris movie. Yeah, but I done heard you gotta do it. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll give it. Yeah, but I done heard it. I told you. You got to do it, man. You know, like, they just get so animated. I'm like, yes, I will. I done heard Tina Turner was in that third one. Is that third movie any good?
I'm gonna cook this up in the dustbin, lady.
I just once heard that you could go to the drive-in and have yourself a hubcap special. You know, I done heard that. I also done heard that Patrick Swayze did a ninja movie. Done heard that one.
I remember. I'll switch now to a little bit of Irish there instead. I remember when he did that Robin Hood film.
That's a good one there with her Berg. What's his name? Patrick Berg and Berg. Hey, come down here to the gypsies. It's here. We're gonna fight. We're gonna fight you now. I don't care. I just tell you that you're a fat ass, and I'm gonna take you all the way down to the park, and then we're gonna have slaps. That's right. We're gonna slap it out.
Welcome to the slap trap. Here we go.
Yeah, can you imagine Arnold in the heyday? He's done Raw Deal. He's in the dumpsters because it was a failure, and he's like, you know, I had to do a movie. And along comes Guy Ritchie, goes, hey, mate, you come over here and we'll make a movie in Ireland, right? Yeah.
He goes, what's it about? It's about bare knuckle boxes with gypsies, you know? No, I don't need that.
I can't have had anything good for you. Yeah, have you had that dog?
Bricktop played by Stallone.
Harold,
you don't smirk there, Harold. I think he'd take Paulie with him, wouldn't he? Hey, yo, Paulie, you come over here with me. We got to sort these Brits out. Hey, yo, hey, Fredo, you come in here. Yeah. No, I don't care. I punch one knockout. No.
That was what was kidding me on doing flipping music Batman Forever. The name is Freeze. Remember, it pointed the chilling sound off your.
How do you like your air conditioning? Cool.
Remember, what killed the dinosaurs? The ice age.
You know, I love Arnold, but Arnold is very, you know, he would say this one note. Stallone really has surprised people over the years. Expendables was something no one was ready for, but it was Delta Force on steroids.
See, he found a new niche again. He found a new marketplace, and people wanted it.
Yeah,
it's one of the he just locked into something that people would want, and just got all the best guys that back in there doing it again. Topped it up with a few good new ones, and it's just really he knows how to put a film together. Stallone does. I mean, I was not a particular fan of Last Blood. It's okay. It's like an action movie, but it's kind of. Liam Neeson's Taken meets Home Alone. It's not a Rambo film. We did the Rambo franchise, and that's in last place for me, very much so. Obviously, First Blood's the first place.
In my head canon, it doesn't exist. Rambo 4 was perfect finish.
Yeah, Rambo 4 really felt like the sequel to First Blood.
Oh yeah. Now there's a British First Blood movie. With Paddy Considine, where he comes home as a... Well, I'm trying to think... Dead Man's Shoes.
That's one of my favourites.
That is a classic British film. Now for you guys out there in the States...
In East Midlands.
Oh, it's brilliant. Like, it's great. And cause,
in East Midlands in Derby. Shane Meadows movie, it's fantastic.
I mean, I won't mouth the actual words, but, you know, he's sitting there and they're in a little pub where they're playing cards and he's got his... I'll say it's his brother at this stage. The revelation at the end is quite crazy.
We'll not give that away.
No, I can't give that away, folks. You have to watch it. But he's like an ex-Marine or, you know, Royal Marine or something like that. Like, he's full on. Yeah. And these drug dealers are trying to, like, edge him off. He goes, what are you looking at? And he goes, oh, nothing. Like this. He goes, well, what are you looking at? And he goes, you shan't. You shan't. You know, like,
it's a complete snap. I mean, more than Michael Keaton when he snaps in Batman. I'll give you credit. He does go from totally just a quiet, polite guy having a drink, just looking at him, to them just pushing him just a little bit too far. And he just snaps and you can see it in him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most disturbing. So when he takes them out in the house, just with that gas mask on, it's
It's just brilliant. Like, honestly, you know, he is crazier than Heath Ledger's Joker. I mean, like, he is the legit. There's nothing that remotely scares him. Particularly when they pull up in the little car. Now, that's a piece of shit, that car, I tell you.
Yeah, little 2CV, little Citroen
2CV. Best you get here in this part of the Midlands, guys. I'm going to tell you now, you know. You know, but...
Playing his younger brother, though, Toby Kibble as well, later. He's a terrible doctor to do, but he's fantastic in a lot of things like Black Mirror and stuff. He's a great actor.
Yeah, now, he did a similar movie to this a little bit later. He pretty much played the Paddy Considine role, where he was basically an army guy that came back. I think it's called The Veteran or something like that. And he comes back and he just cleans up house. Same thing, but... There's a more positive ending to that one in comparison to this. You know, it's
it's not. That's not hard. I mean, this is
gruesome.
This is the dark and gritty British version of First Blood, where you know, things do go to crap.
Now, I don't know the guy's name, but the guy that's sort of like the head guy, he's wearing the leather jacket, comes up to Paddy's like...
Robin Reed, he's the ex-boxer.
He's great.
Boxer, Robin Reed.
He just plays it so well. I mean, like, you know, he plays it cool, but you know he's scared of this guy. Like, he's scared of Paddy. He's going up and he's going, mate, what are you doing? He goes, and Paddy just goes, mate, if I were you, I'd just get in the car and I'd just go. Just go. He's just like, because I'm going to get all of you. And Paddy's usually the nice guy. Like, he's usually the clean cut, no mucking around. He's not like this. I mean,
he's the support guy. He's like the Bourne films and all that. He's the support guy. He's the, you know, he's the newspaper guy. Everything. But he's got it in him to be a whole lot of Paddy Considine. He's just one of those brilliant actors. Oh, yeah. That's just got so many sides to him. He's fantastic.
You know, I could definitely see him. Like, the other movie I'd seen him in was Blitz with Jason Statham, where he goes, I'm going to take out those guys with the bloody little pocket meters. I'm going to take around with my baseball bat or cricket bat or whatever he had. And he just beats people senseless, you know, like it's great. Like,
what you've got to find, there's one where I think he's either a roadie or a musician or something called The Donkey. And there's like a musician movie, and that you've got to find that. You've got to find it. Just do a bit of research, find that thing. It's fantastic.
Oh, we've got to do that.
Fantastic. It'll blow your mind.
So this sounds like something our pals in the States need to check out. So Kevin and Kyle, hey man, did you call my name, man? Yeah, we did. And Kev, you've got to see Dead Man's Shoes, and I want to hear what you have to say about the ending of the movie. Same with you, Kyle. Well, those guys have to do it. Simple as that.
It's fantastic. It's dark. It's serious. It's very, very
British. It's pretty morbid. It's a morbid movie. Put it that way, you know. People get what's coming to them. Put it that way.
Very much so.
Okay. It's kind of, it feels like The Punisher a little bit, actually.
Please hang up and try again.
All right, folks, welcome back. And now we're going to get heavily into chatting about the footballer John Matuszak and, of course, his acting career with, of course, The Goonies. And, of course, he also did a movie called Caveman in 81. And he's mainly known for playing Sloth in The Goonies, obviously. But let's get talking about him. So, John Daniel Matuszak was born in October 25, 1950. And he was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And he was 6'8". Which is, in Aussie terms, 2 meters and 3 centimeters. So, very tall indeed. 280 pounds, which is 127 kilos. So, a big lad. In basically rugby league terminology, this guy would be one hell of a forward that you do not want to be coming up against playing the game, that's for sure. He went to Oak Creek, Wisconsin High School, and college he went to Tampa. I'm guessing that is Tampa, Florida, possibly. And he was picked up with the NFL draft in 1973 in round one, and he was picked. So he is known, obviously, for his football career, mainly with the Oakland Raiders. But he was with the Houston Oilers in 1973, Houston Texans in 74, Kansas City Chiefs from 74 through to about 75, and he was with the Washington Redskins in 76. But his big career, of course, is the Oakland Raiders from 1976 to 82. So it's a pretty big career to have with him. Obviously, football is a game you've got to be at any age when it comes down to it. You know, you've got to look at the fact that it's a young man's game. Always was, you know, and it's particularly out here in Australia where we don't wear protection when we play rugby league, for example. So it's when you get injuries, they're very serious. So you don't see many footballers over the age of 30, if that. And obviously, after that, your body itself breaks down so much faster because of the amount of punishment you're putting it under. So obviously, he had a huge NFL career, obviously running for more than 10 years. And obviously, too, he participated in 1978... in the middle of his Oakland Raiders career with the World's Strongest Man competition as well. He's very, very, not only tall man, but very strong man, obviously, too. So that's a big part of who he is. And, I mean, we in Australia know him mainly for his acting and, of course, for roles in movies like The Ice Pirates as well, from back in the VHS days. So, obviously, grew up in Wisconsin, and he basically moved into the world of football and played all through college. Now, out here in Australia, it's something very, I wouldn't say foreign to us when it comes to college football, but a lot of the footballs, they do have basically under-18s, set of teams. Some of the best footballers come from these. So we do have college football to a certain degree with rugby league, not the same as American football or NFL. And there's quite a few that do get picked from that to go in the big leagues. And when it comes to grand finals, so they definitely entered premierships, you get to see some of the great talent that's coming through, and you definitely see it in that too. So obviously he'd became a professional athlete from 1973 right through, obviously, to 82 when he basically pulled out to move on to a different career. But Matuszak himself had been a lot of different projects over the, whether it's TV, film, some of the ones that he was involved in. The 1979 North Dallas 40, playing a football player in that. And he also, obviously, in Caveman, which we're going to talk about in a sec. Ice Pirates, which we've covered on this show before, and I've actually covered that show, or that movie, sorry, on a episode with Kevin and Kyle here. And also we've covered on, of course, Techno Retro Dads with, of course, Shaz Bazaar and Jedi Schwa. There you go. I'm not going to do any longer than that. a lot of what we remember from is also from TV. So he'd been in Perfect Strangers. God, that's a show, isn't it? MASH, The Dukes of Hazzard, Hunter, which I'm now rediscovering on Amazon Prime, actually. It's really good. Silver Spoons, The A-Team, and, of course, Miami Vice. Now, all of those pretty prevalent out here in Australia, and we got to know him that way pretty well. But, again, quite interesting to see that, this sort of take, and we'll look at some of those movies in a sec. Unfortunately, Matuszak died on June 17, 1989, as a result of intoxication, an accidental overdose of a prescription drug called Davoset. And, it's just one of those sad occurrences of an action star gone way too early in his career. And, he could have gone on to so many different things. So it's very, very sad indeed. So to look through some of his career from 79 to 1990, obviously he did one more role after One Man Force before he passed. Yeah, obviously, North Dallas 40, Caveman, we talked about. One Crazy Summer, which we're going to talk about. It's just a great film. PK and the Kid, Ghost Rider, The Princess and the Dwarf, which I don't remember seeing. One Man Force, and Down the Drain. Interesting. So I didn't know about those ones. But also just some of the great different shows he's been on. Obviously, one of the Dirty Dozen, The Fatal Mission, so it's a TV movie that they did. But apart from that, really, is the Fall Guy he was in as well, Hollywood Beat as well. So he really had a bit of a grounding before he went to film. So there's a look at the star of today's movie. So very, very interesting indeed. So let's look at Caveman. Obviously, he did this movie called Caveman, and I don't remember seeing this one. I mean, it may have been on VHS, in the early days, and it stars Ringo Starr, Dennis Quaid, Shelley Long, and Barbara Bach. Talk about an all-star cast. It's a slapstick comedy directed by Carl Gottlieb, and it certainly does look bizarre. There's no two ways about it. I'm just looking at the movie poster. It says, "Back when you had to beat it before you could eat it." Interesting. So, but he's in it, yeah. He certainly plays a role in the movie. And he plays Tonda, who is basically, it looks like Barbara Bach's mate in it too. So I think I have to see this movie now. One Crazy Summer. I mean, a lot of people, if you haven't seen this, this is really the start of a lot of careers, this movie. And it came out in 86, directed by Savage Steve Holland, and starred John Cusack, Demi Moore, Bobcat Goldthwait, Curtis Armstrong, and Joel Murray. And what is great about this film is that it's just an all-out comedy. There's no mucking around with this one. It's all over the place. It's got a young Jeremy Piven in it. It's also got, obviously, each of the actors in this is really their first, I mean, apart from probably Curtis Armstrong, because of being a Revenge of the Nerds and stuff like that, and Bobcat being in the, this time, obviously, he would have been a stand-up comedian doing his wow sort of stuff, like crazy screaming. But we get to see him, obviously, at the same time in his first Police Academy roles as well, too. So, brilliant. And this is, of course, you know, just a teen comedy at heart. You know, it's basically, you know, a high school graduate. The usual thing where they're failing and they need to go to become the cool person in the grade. And obviously that's Cusack. And let's not forget it. Cusack kicks ass. He really does. No, in real life, he really does. He's a kickboxer, I think, if I remember right. Kickboxing was his thing. But he's definitely been trained by some interesting people. We'll cover one of his movies in the near future, folks. But let's get down to business with One Man Force. Obviously, came out in 1989, second last film we've done. And, oh, wow, this film has pretty much the quintessential when it comes to lead. And also quintessential when it comes to the music. The opening of this movie opens into, obviously, a skyline of high-rises and all this huge, basically, aerial shot. And obviously, it's probably stock footage, you know, a lot of those are. But it's the music, the reverbed lead guitar, that, you know, the classic sort of stuff that you hear. And it kind of, it emulates, in some ways, a movie that comes later, which is the music for Hard to Kill. And even Above the Law in some ways. So that's the sort of tone you're looking at. Starring in this, alongside Matuzak, is Ronnie Cox. Yes, Ronnie Cox from Total Recall and Robocop and Deliverance and all those other great ones, you know. Charles Napier, Murdoch.
I've come with you, Murdoch.
Yep, he's in it. Quite good in it. And they play pretty much what you would expect them to play in this. We've also got, as Adams, Richard Lynch. Now, Richard Lynch, at this time, had done almost everything from Battlestar Galactica to Chuck Norris movies to, you know, playing pretty much a bad guy in a lot of movies. Future Cop series, you name it, he's done it. But what's great in this one is I think he out-acts Napier and Ronnie Cox, hands down. I mean, he is a far better actor. And the thing is, he's already got the look. You know, he was somebody who I think, if I remember right, had burns to his face in some mishap that happened in his youth. And it's sort of those scars or that look has always endeared him to playing villains and quite, you know, convincing villains as well in this. So the main thrust of the story is Sam J. Jones, Flash Gordon, playing Pete, friend of course and partner of Jake, dies in an ambush attempt where they're trying to basically track down the bad guys. And this is such a bad thing that Jake just can't handle it and leaves the force. And after this, he basically becomes a little bit like Hunter in some ways, but without the badge, from the TV show. Jake basically goes around by himself because he's such a huge unit and looks for answers. He wants revenge. He wants to, you know, take out the bad guys. And that's pretty much what he does. And, of course, it's as you would think it would be. You know, the characters, of course, of Ronnie Cox playing McCoy, his boss, trying to steer him away from trouble. But at the same time, you know he's dirty. You know this guy's trying to bring it back away. Charles Napier is Dante, pretty much playing what you would expect him to play. It's Murdoch as a cop, pretty much. And, of course, Richard Lynch playing the evil on the side, you know, the one that's just always going to be in the way. So there's quite a few great scenes. There's the quintessential nightclub scenes in this where we see Matuzak just throwing people around like rag dogs. You know, like they're just thrown from one corner of the room to the other. There's also Sam J. Jones, Pete's wife, who's basically left behind with son. And we see Jake basically taking on the role of not a father, but a mentor at least to the son, giving him some hope, giving him something to do. And it is quite heartwarming, but at the same time, it's cheesy at the same time because we get to see him training him up in boxing and stuff like that too, which I thought was absolutely hitting 80s cheese on the nose. You know, it's ridiculous. But it's still great. And the film still falls under 90 minutes. And what a hell of a movie. It's got everything we need. So you do have martial arts in this to a certain extent. But really, Matuzak's just knocking people out with a right cross, left hook and an uppercut, and bringing it down. So out of this, this movie itself, on the Hallenbach scale, gets a solid 4 out of 5. Go and see it, folks, if you can find it. It's great. I'd like to see a good Blu-ray print of this, but I don't think it exists. So go and check it out. One Man Force.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to continue to feed your ears by inviting you to listen to our other awesome shows on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast. For you movie fans, we have Couch Potato Theater, where we celebrate our favorite cult classic and guilty pleasure movies. We also have Time Warp. That's our fandom flashback show, where we like to look back on our favorite fandoms. For you NFL fans, we have the End Zone podcast. And of course, for you Alfred Hitchcock fans, please check out Good Evening. For you Star Trek and Orville fans, we also have the Union Federation podcast. And for you hard rock metal fans, we have Hair Metal, the 1980s rock metal podcast. Doctor Who fans, we've got one for you as well. We have Type 40, our Doctor Who podcast. If you're a fan of 1980s action films, please check out Lethal Mullet. And our newest show, we have a Star Wars podcast called What a Piece of Junk. You can enjoy all of these great Fandom Podcast Network shows on our master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The FPNet can also be found on the Podbean app. The Fandom Podcast Network can also be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Please search on Facebook for Fandom Podcast Network. You can also email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. We are also on Instagram and Twitter under Fandom Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, and remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.